This is the last recording to help you write your construction development and economics assignment. You might wonder why we have spent quite a lot of time without actually writing any of the assignment. But if you look at the table that you filled in during the last step, you can see that you have all the material you need on paper now, or on a screen if you have an electronic file. All that is left is to structure it and to write it. And after all these preparations, this process will be much, much easier. You also have a potential structure in the table, because if you have a look at the different columns, outlining the criteria is the first step. Describing what happened is the next, and then evaluating whether this was a success or a failure. So the main body of your assignment can essentially work through the table criterion by criterion. What is this criterion and why does it matter? What happened during the project and how successful was this? You will need to think about the order in which you present the criteria, and this is where we will come back to major or minor criteria. Some of them will be more important than others. Some will be more connected to others, so they need to go together. As a first step, consider the different overall criteria you're using and decide on an order in which you want to discuss them. Once you have decided on the overall order of criteria, you have the main body for your text in note form. You could now go back to the introduction. Have you thought about what we did before we developed the analysis and the criteria? The first step was to choose a project, and this can be the first step of your introduction as well. Briefly outline why you picked this project. The next step was to start by unpicking the most important criteria from the brief. Again, this could be your second part of the introduction. You can explain which criteria you are using to judge whether this project was a success or a disaster. And by explaining why you want to include those criteria, you are also outlining the rest of your assignment. In other words, all the work that you have done so far has prepared pretty much 90% of your assignment. The one area that is missing at this stage is your conclusion. Was the project a success or failure overall? A conclusion here means two things. First of all, you need to summarize the different mini verdicts on the criteria that you have. That should be fairly brief because the reader should remember most of it. And then the second step is to prioritize those, decide which ones are most important, and come to a final conclusion. Prioritizing is important because you can't really count 5 pluses, 2 minuses, so that's generally an overall success. There will be criteria that are very, very important that need to weigh more in your final judgments. And there will be some that can be a bit more marginal. Explaining how you are balancing those and how you're coming up with your overall conclusion is the final part of your assignment. So document how you are deciding this, and then you can include this, write it up, and you have the complete assignment in note form. Now, once you have decided on all the things that you want to say, you have decided on the order in which you want to say them, writing this up in an appropriate academic style, adding the, keeping the sources in and putting them into proper referencing, is still some work to do. But now that you know what you want to say, in which order, focusing simply on how you want to say it should make it a much faster and swifter process. I hope the different recordings have helped you working on your assignment to this point. If you have any questions, or if you come up with any questions in the remaining part, say for example on an appropriate academic style, feel free to contact the Learning Development Centre. Otherwise, happy writing and thank you for listening.